This is Senator Al Simpson. The first 100 days in office have been chalked up for George Bush. What kind of marks does he get from the old professor, Ted Kennedy? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, after 100 days, George Bush's critics say his management style lacks vision, that he's tackling individual problems without having any greater cause. They also knock him for reacting to problems instead of preventing them. Come on, we elected a human being, not a magician. The very finest thing our president has done is to foster a new spirit of cooperation among the executive branch, the Congress, and the media. He knows we'll get absolutely nowhere by bashing each other in the head. His vision is a better America, and his cause is to create a means to accomplish it. He has one classy partner at his side, too. By now, it is so clear to everyone what a very special First Lady we have in Barbara Bush. She makes him an even better president. It didn't take the American people 100 days to come up with that.
Al, I hope the administration's next 100 days are better than the first. Even you have to admit it was a very slow start with the John Tower fiasco. The good news is things aren't that bad anymore. The bad news is you still have to look for good news with Rose Garden colored glasses. The multi-billion dollar taxpayer finance savings and loan bailout has taxpayers up in arms. The mean-spirited plan on the minimum wage is the opposite of kinder and gentler. The budget deal is a sham. They've no one to blame but themselves if the economy slides into recession. Foreign policy's no better. President Reagan's dream of aid to the Contras was dead before President Bush buried the corpse. And the administration's hardline opposition to arms control is splitting NATO into two and making Gorbachev look good. We're all glad the first 100 days are over, Al. There's ample room for improvement. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a new study prescribing strong medicine for our sick industries. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.